Hi, everyone. My goodness, all these beautiful faces. I've been coming, how do I say it? I've lost all language and now I'm supposed to speak. I've been coming to the Vineyard for 13 years. And since day one, I was like, oh, one day I want to be up there sharing. And then never did that. And now that Warren and I are moving to Montreal, I'm like, well, last chance. So, not last chance, I'll likely be back. But I recommend this to everyone because it's terrifying. And I perform for a living, you know, so it's like that extra terrifying. I didn't realize how much it was going to remind me of God's faithfulness. I did it. I took the leap because I felt far from God. And I was like, well, go big or go home. Let's preach. So this will force me to get back into the Word. And it did. So here I am, and welcome here. We are doing this series on the Psalms, and we're talking about how through the Psalms, God gives us language in order to express ourselves to God. I now can see Cliff and Krista. And so I'm going to share three stories of my own of how the Psalms helped identify, name, affirm, even prophesy over what I was going through or what I would hope to go through in the future, what my heart's desires was. But first, since I'm a dancer and I love physicality, I invite everyone to take your hands and make tight fists. And don't let go. Just stay there. So this is an exercise that we did at the women's retreat. And it's actually something that I stole from this man named Tom Stroud. He told me to do it in my third year of acting to generate anger. He's like, oh, well, go into the physical source and, like, make a fist. And how does that change your breathing? And how does that change your thoughts? And feel how it changes your posture. And it did. It worked. I was like, all riled up. And then suddenly for the scene, I was like, blah! And I could actually, you know, be the angry character I was supposed to be, even though that day was totally amazing for me, right? So I believe that are your fists still locked? Okay, good. It gets tiresome, right? So at first, we're like, yeah, no problem. But if you stayed here for an hour, it would hurt. My finger's actually getting numb. And if you stayed here for a day, I don't know what would happen to you. I don't want to know. But I feel like this is an analogy for what happens when we don't let go and let God. So let's slowly undo our fists. Whew, relief, right? So whether or not God deserves our praise and we've just been keeping it from him, or whether or not God deserves whether we need to give God our lament, that letting go is a relief, and that's what we're called to do, to be totally honest, because God is big enough. Is God big enough? Yeah, I think he is. If not, then he's not God, and why are we here, right? Am I right? Okay. So, three stories. What time is it? Andy, you just give me the... Okay. So three stories, and then the last thing I'm going to show you is how I created my own psalm. And hopefully this will inspire you to seek the psalms, to see where you're at, because there's so much language, there's so much of the human condition in there, I'm sure you'll find something. And then maybe even create your own. And maybe one day you'll stand up here and share your psalm with other people, and people will be inspired, and then they'll share their psalm, and then. My hope is that we as a church will do as Walter Brueggemann, thank you Andy for telling me about this man, says that the Psalms can do for corporate worship, which is the use of such poetry might open up the depths of our faith where we have not had the courage to go. So hopefully this will open up ourselves so that we can have the courage to be honest. And see how big God is. Lament. That's my title right here. Lament. So I've been through it, and I'm sure all of you have, situations of lament. One that comes to mind is when I was in theater school, and I didn't even know what contemporary dance was. So this is before even dance even like came into my life. And I was at Simon Hill's Bible Camp. Peach, you know this. Here's to you. And I'm praising God. And I, my knee went one way, and then my foot went the other. And I tore my right ACL. And I was like, oh, this was really bad. But I found out later, as I was waiting for surgery, as I was waiting to figure out what this was, all this waiting. Vanessa, you know what I'm talking about. Is she here? Waiting, yes. In that waiting, I was also not really moving because I couldn't. And for me, like, there's something psychological that goes wrong in me if I don't move. Like, I just go rotten, and I got real depressed. And one day I was in my CMU dorm. Yes, I went to CMU, and I found myself just wailing, crying, asking God, like, why would you do this to your disciple? Like, I am so lost. I don't know what I'm doing here at CMU, even though I love that place, but I have no idea what I'm doing. Now I'm broken. I feel like I'm trapped in this shell, and being trapped is my biggest fear. Why would you do this to me? Give me an answer. Give me help. I feel like I want to give up on you. And I even swore at him. Ooh, right? And I was just like, you know, who are you? Like, show me your God, like, who, like, you know, and wailing and crying, and it went on for hours. I don't know if you've ever done that before. I was kind of scared too, but I was at my wit's end. So once that was done, and I let go, I found Psalms, I can't go past that. It's okay, I can juggle this. It's not even a problem. Okay, thanks, guys. Wow, okay, thanks. I'm officially preaching. oh no, I snorted. Okay. I found Psalm 73, 21 to 28, and Krista shared it. And it expressed, like, where I was at. But then at the other end of it, it almost expressed what, like, deeper in my heart wanted, the hope that I wanted. So I'll just read it again. When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and arrogant. I was a brute beast before you. Yet, I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand and guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail. That's where I was. But God is my strength, is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will take all your deeds. I will tell all of your deeds. Well, I'm telling them now. Wow. And, it was a safe place, right? If God isn't big enough for all of who I am, then is he God? And that was my question. I was like, well, you're just going to get it all, buddy. Buddy, old God, old pal. And there was no niceties about it. But it was honest and it was vulnerable. And I think it honored God to finally be able to release. Next story. Praise. One day here in the vineyard, I don't even think, Chrissy, I don't even think I was at the School of Contemporary Dancers yet. I don't even know if I knew what modern dance was, but I was here around there, and I was still kind of going through this like journey of grief and like, oh, where's God and all this. And someone, I have no idea who you are. If you are here, please tell me because I've missed you. But they prayed over me and said, you will dance tenfold. And I didn't believe it. And I just thought, oh, that's cute. They're being nice, you know? Because, like, don't we go there sometimes? We're like, oh, that's nice. I hope you feel good about yourself for praying for someone, but I don't believe it. Honest truth. However, God humbled me. And years later, I found myself at SCD, the School of Contemporary Dancers, over there. And I remembered that. Somehow I remembered it. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Foot in mouth. I am dancing from 9 to 5. I'm teaching 9 hours a week at Masterworks Dance Studio, which is a faith-based dance studio. Send your kids. Just a shameless little plug there. And I'm rehearsing during the evenings and weekends. Energizer Bunny, right? And I was like, oh, my goodness. I was so depressed. Did not believe that person. I was still a brute beast, and yet God was faithful, and God held me. And so I found Psalm 30, and I'm going to read it to you. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. There I thought my enemies were just my lies, the lies that I would think in my head. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me out of the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his, you vineyard saints. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit? That's like me bargaining for sure. It's like, well, who's going to praise you? You better save me. Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. And here's the kicker. And even, like, I don't know, I date things that I encircle, but this has a little star, and it says, knee and joy. And it says, you turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. And interesting, kind of dawns on me now, I created a dance where the dancer's underneath a black shroud. And I think you've seen it, some of you. We performed it here. So I read that. I was like, oh, my gosh, it's all coming together. Next story, last one, prayer and prophecy. Most recently, I felt distant from God. I went on a 3-month tour coast to coast in fall. This is why most of you are like, Janelle, where were you? I haven't seen you for so long. I haven't heard you for so long. Some people say they hear me before they see me. It's true. But I was in a very different season. When I came back, I was just tired. I hadn't been going to church. I wasn't journaling. I was just like, Ev, hey. I wasn't doing any of the things that I usually do. All the disciplines out the window. I was just touring Canada and enjoying myself, which is awesome. But I wasn't kind of seeking God there either. So I come back, and I'm like, oh, I can't show my face to the Vineyard people. They're going to want to, like, pray for me. They're going to want to hug me. I can't handle it. It's too much energy. It's better just to sleep in or ride my bike. So that's what I did. And I guess that's okay. But I came back. Warren and I were like, okay, let's do this. Let's face the music. You know what I mean? Like, we love these people. Let's just do it. So what was it? May? It had been a long time, babe, where we came back, and I found out about the women's retreat, and it was just like, God was just like, you're going to this. And then 13 years ago, going to this church, I had never gone to the women's retreat. I was like, okay. And that reminded me of my calling to intercede and to even pastor. I had been like an intern pastor in Flin Flon before. Whoop, whoop, Flin Flon, right? No? Okay. But I was reminded of that. And so I was like, okay, good. Kickstart into this spiritual journey. Sweet. Women's retreat. And then the weekend after, Warren and I went to Clearwater Lake to hang out with some of my friends since grade one and their families. And one day we were praying. And my best friend, she's got a daughter. She's 5 years old. Five? Peach. Five? Yeah. Her name is Kaylin. Super cool, rad kid. We're all praying, and Kaylin was just like running around. I'm like, I got to get this kid to do something. Like, this is so distracting. I get distracted so easily. And I'm like, hey, Kaylin, want to color me a picture? That'll keep her for a good 15 minutes, right? Thinking I'm being the cunning one. So she colors me this this picture. And my eyes were transfixed. Is that an English term? Gosh, my eyes were fixed on this image, and I kept looking at it, and it was almost like, you know, in movies where everything zooms in, it's just like, and you're just, you know, time expands, and you're just like, and everyone's walking in slow motion. It was like that. I kept looking at it. I was like, and when I looked at it, I will show you, but I just like the suspense of it. When I looked at it, it was my heart's cry, and I couldn't put into words what my heart's cry was, but it was for Warren and I, for our marriage, that we would be this like amazing power team, and we'd be like, rah, rah for God, right? I didn't know that. I couldn't put it into words until this. You'll notice that the horse is a redhead. She didn't mean to do that, but I interpret it that way. So I guess I'm the knight, maybe. But Warren saw it, and he's like, hey, Kaylin, do you know what color purple is? And she's like, no. And he's like, well, it symbolizes royalty, which symbolizes the King of Kings, which is like, this guy is like waving God's flag. How cool. And she's like, oh, I didn't even know that. That's cool. All right. You know, just she's just being a kid. But to me, this was, in a way, a psalm in an image. And I prayed over it. I was like, God, I want Warren to be this amazing steed, and I want to be wearing the armor and, like, driving this, you know? Like, but for your glory, God, for your glory, right? And Warren and I, before even Andy was like, okay, so you wanna preach. We're doing the psalms. Warren and I had been reading the psalms, one every night. Well, not last night. Why? Oh, I was at Fringe, right. I came home late, whatever. So much grace. But the next day, it was like time for us to read our psalm. I was like, all right. So I open it up, and we're at Psalm 20, and it reads, may the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious, and will lift up our banners in the name of our Lord. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the king, answer us when we call. I thought, yeah, I want our marriage to be victorious. Yeah, I want our marriage to have this banner, and we're just like riding into the night, and there's the mission, and we're doing that, and we're doing this, and it's amazing. But at that point, I was like, God, I feel like I've just entered into the barn, and I'm like, okay, there's the horse. How do you do, horse? and we're just trying to figure out how we're communicating as a couple. Like, I just don't even feel like this will ever happen, right? Because I just don't believe stuff when people say it to me. You'll dance tenfold. I'm like, no, that's cute. And God's like, you're going to be victorious in your marriage. I'm like, mm-hmm. But, yeah, okay. So we're getting to know each other. So I'm in the barn being like, hey, nice horsey. And he's like, you know, or he's like, hey. And I'm like, we're kind of back and forth, right? But we're learning. And so my prayer for this psalm, don't hate me that I said all that. My prayer for this psalm, oh gosh, this is going to be the last time I ever preach. My prayer is that we would be victorious. Okay, so now it's time to show you what psalm I've created. I created two, one of which you're not going to see today. You can come see it September 9th to the 11th. Shameless plug. It's called Imprimatur, and it deals with like my journey of grief after the whole... What happened was, and some of you don't know, but I lost my mom the year after we got married. And it was really, 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 really hard. For the longest time, my mom and I, well, my mom was like everything. It was just her and I. I was a single child for a while. And so she was my dad, my brother, sister, all that. A whole family wrapped up into one person, gone. You can imagine the grief and the anguish, right? And so when that happened, I didn't really have any words. And again, I couldn't really pray and do the usual things, not even journal much. And so I created this dance out of a season of silence. And the dance that you're about to see is called Lament. And Lament was made... the year after my mom passed away. Imprimatur was made a couple of last year. It's just kind of like seeing the phases of the journey of grief. But lament has maternal symbols, worlds in between life and death. Sometimes it shows limbo. I kind of went with the notion that death is like another birth, you know, like we're in our mother's womb and this is the only world we know, and then we're birthed naked into this like new world that we don't know at all, and it's like crazy, and we come out crying, and it's just like, ah! And sometimes, and death can feel the same way. We're going from like this like world that we think we know into this other life, this other world that none of us know. We only have a tiny, tiny idea, and it's terrifying. And so I wanted to explore that. So that's what you're going to see. The poem that you'll hear after or throughout it is this. All has changed. All around has stayed the same. I reach for my breath, yet cannot consume enough. I cannot exhale. I'm stuck in limbo, waiting to die, waiting to live. All has faded gray since the day she took her last, slow, exhausted, but now free. So, I will pray after we watch this clip, but I encourage you to seek out the Psalms wherever you're at. And if you're not, if you don't even know, if you're like, you know, silence is fine too, because it says that the Spirit intercedes on our behalf. But they're there. They're there for us. And maybe you can create your own, as David, Moses, and many others did. So God is big enough. Okay, Andy, I don't know what to do. Okay. And do I just put the mic here? Thank you. So those were excerpts of Lament. The full thing is 10 minutes long, but ain't nobody got time for that right now. So, God, thank you that you are big enough that we can be honest, even brute beasts before you. And I pray wherever we have locked up fists of things that we need to give to you, whether it be our thoughts, our praises, our laments, our addictions, whether it be our worries, our anger, whether it's the sins, our pride, I pray that you help us slowly open up our hands and receive you, and in turn that you would take care of those things we hold so dear, so we could be free. I'm mindful of the three stories that I've heard this morning throughout worship, from Brian being protected and spared, and Jamie's son, Levi, for being protected and spared, and Debbie, who's here, and well. I give you praise for that.
Let's just wait a little bit on God.